This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana has no comprehensive water policy, though DEQ Secretary Chuck Carr Brown believes it should.
From a water use standpoint, I think there should be some overall plan that everybody contributes to.
But getting there? That's the problem, as a bill debate last legislative session pointed out.
All three of our aquifers are in deep trouble.
General Russell Honoré spoke on behalf of Representative Denise Marcel's bill, asking two industries to use Mississippi River water instead of draining down the underground rivers that supply the capital region's drinking water.
Between Exxon and Georgia Pacific, they use 66 million gallons per day.
Georgia Pacific, which makes corrugated cardboard, is using two-thirds of that total.
Much of their water is used on logs that are stored, maintaining them with fresh water on them.
And the drawdown of the aquifer is allowing salt water to intrude.
They've got technologies available for them to clean that river water just like the other companies do.
You said Dow and Shell are using river water?
Yes, sir, as well as most of the other plants along the river.
Marcel faced the arguments against the bill head on.
Is it going to cost that industry money to do that? Absolutely. But is that the right thing to do?
And she urged committee members to move the bill forward.
We're obligated as legislators to preserve our water for our future generations as much as possible.
But with a 10-7 vote, the committee killed the bill, even though Marcel had reminded them of
the Constitution, Article 9.1,
which says the environment shall be protected and the legislature shall enact laws to implement this policy. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.